KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 18 degrees. It's chilly out there. Topeka clear, 17 degrees. The time is 6 o'clock.
Good morning. A U.S. official says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave the commands to repeatedly strike a boat in the Caribbean. The top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee shares what questions he'll be asking on Morning Edition from NPR News. A volunteer who worked with the man accused of shooting two National Guard members did not see signs of radicalization. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Faldin. The volunteer says people tried to get him mental health support as he appeared to unravel. Also, Pope Leo XIV holds a huge mass on the Beirut waterfront. And we hear from the new artistic director of the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater on mixing tradition with something new. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. On this day in 1982, doctors implanted a permanent artificial heart for the first time. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is expected in Moscow today for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin says they'll be joined by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. NPR's Charles Means reports they'll discuss the latest U.S. plan for ending the war in Ukraine.
This is the sixth time Witkoff has met in person with Putin since President Trump tasked him with resolving the Ukraine crisis back in January. This time, the billionaire businessman turned presidential envoy comes bearing a new draft peace plan, one initially criticized for being overly favorable to Russia and since revised with input.
Strategists say they've identified 40 districts like that where independents could break through. The center plans on backing about a dozen candidates in the midterms next year. And with the extremely narrow balance of power in the House, just a handful of independents could prevent either party from getting a majority. Barbara Sprent, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Roads are still slippery after yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. Topeka got 4.5 inches. Lawrence got 4 inches. Icy spots are reported on roads and highways across the region this morning. As a result, some schools are closed or opening late. Oskaloosa schools are closed today. Shawnee Mission and DeSoto are both opening 2 hours late. Below normal temperatures are expected to continue for the rest of the week. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. The private prison company CoreCivic may be ready to throw in the towel in its fight with the city of Leavenworth. The city says the company needs to get a special use permit before it can reopen its prison to house detained immigrants. CoreCivic has insisted it doesn't need a permit from the city, but after a series of legal defeats, the company now says it may apply for one after all. CoreCivic tells the Kansas Reflector it's, quote, assessing all available avenues to find a successful conclusion to this matter, up to and including filing for the special use permit. Kansas hospitals rank 29th in the nation for patient safety. That's according to Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit independent organization. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has more.
29th is an improvement from 36th, which was the Kansas score earlier this year. Leapfrog assigns letter grades to hospitals based on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campione says 23% of the 30 Kansas hospitals they graded scored A's. She says for hospitals with low grades, they provided guidance on how to improve.
We want to encourage hospitals to be transparent with their community and with their patients as well as their staff.
The Kansas Hospital Association didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
A Kansan has been killed in the war in Ukraine. Zach Scheiman of Garden City was serving with the Ukrainian Special Forces His death was announced by the Garden City Regional Airport, where Scheinman worked as an air traffic controller. He had previously served in the U.S. Air Force. The airport says Scheinman also served on the local arts board. College basketball, the K-State men lost to Bowling Green last night. Final score, 82-66. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog. Otherwise sunny, high temperatures this afternoon around 34 degrees. That's about 13 degrees below average for this time of year. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. The winds pick up again tomorrow. Thursday, the sun returns with a high near 24 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 18 degrees. Topeka, clear skies, 17 degrees. Atchison reporting partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station.
Before the committee, and do you expect the White House to cooperate?
I do not expect the White House to cooperate. And yeah, we're going to push for all that. You know, one of the challenges here, there's a lot of classified information in this discussion. We're meeting with Admiral Bradley this week. It's going to be classified. We're trying to get a full committee hearing next week classified. I think there also ought to be a public hearing. But all up and down the chain of command, we're going to try to get everybody we can to come in and tell us what happened.
Representative Adam Smith is the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. And we'll note that we invited a number of your Republican colleagues to discuss this. The offer still stands. Thank you for your time, Congressman.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Muma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spans the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book. Weather forecast for today calls for no snow. Will be cold, though. Patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 34 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and KPR. In the next half hour, Pope Leo XIV delivered a message for young people in Lebanon on Monday.
Perhaps you regret inheriting a world torn apart by wars, yet there is hope, and there is hope within you.
More on the Pope's visit to Lebanon coming up in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff heads to the Kremlin. Can he strike a deal on Ukraine? And Japan's new leader tells people they must work like a horse. But will that be a popular message with voters?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 21 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR.
Mac, she is the new artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Congratulations as the season begins. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is NPR News.
In a one-mile stretch of Houston, a Hindu temple, Vietnamese Buddhist center, a church, and a mosque all call each other neighbor.
That's what the United States is. You know, we're a melting pot of a whole lot of different nationalities and different religions, etc. And I think this is just a microcosm of that.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How the Union Corridor presents a snapshot of interfaith harmony in Texas on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for KPR's All Things Considered from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Complete details coming right up. It's 6:30.
The president is trying to silence the six Democratic lawmakers. Trump has described the video as seditious behavior at the highest level. Kelly is a former astronaut and a retired Navy captain. Wall Street futures are higher this morning. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. 4.5 fell in Topeka, 4 in Lawrence. Icy spots are reported on roads and highways still this morning. Some schools are closed or opening late. Oskaloosa schools are closed today. Shawnee Mission and DeSoto are both opening 2 hours late. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of threatening letters. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could face lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQ students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker room use, even if no one has complained.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into 4 other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Topeka's St. Francis Hospital have until the end of the month to reach a new contract agreement. If they don't, St. Francis will become out of network for people who are insured by Blue Cross. That means the cost of seeing their health care providers at St. Francis could go way up. The current contract expires December 31st. A Blue Cross spokesperson tells the Kansas Reflector he's still optimistic the two sides will reach a deal. A silver alert has been issued for a missing Lawrence man. Police say 70-year-old Lydell Thunder has not been seen since 1 p.m. on Monday. His family says he suffers from dementia. Thunder is described as a Native American man, 6 feet tall, about 155 pounds. He has long gray hair. Because of the cold temperatures, police say time is critical. Anyone who sees him is asked to call 911. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies, high temperatures near 34 degrees. That's about 13 below average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. The winds will pick up again tomorrow. Could see gusts tomorrow up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 18 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from the
people. And as you might imagine, Layla, it was very energetic. It was very forward-looking, even though they referred to some of the tragedies that they've been through here. The Pope said to them, he wondered if they regretted inheriting a world torn apart by war and disfigured by social injustice.
Correspondent Jane Araff in Beirut, this is NPR News.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. So glad you're with us for Morning Edition. Hope you can stick around. Coming up in about 10 minutes, several dozen tribal radio stations were caught in the crossfire of federal funding cuts this fall. We'll visit one that is still struggling to survive. Kansas Public Radio is holding its Winter Quiet Drive this week from today through Friday, asking you to become a member. It's easy to do. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and make your pledge. All donations at any level will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund with the Douglas County Community Foundation. If you pledge $15 a month or more, you can get a custom-designed KPR ornament for the tree. Again, just go to kansaspublicradio.org. Make a pledge, become a member, and thanks. Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature near 34 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 18 degrees at 6:44.
Daryl Brogdon here, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Giving Tuesday is about community, and you're at the heart of ours. KPR is here every day with local coverage of state government, economic issues, weather, and more. But with federal funding gone, we depend entirely on listeners like you. Your monthly gift keeps this essential service thriving for everyone in our region. Join your neighbors and make a gift today at Kansas.
Washington may be coming to the realization that the U.S. will either import workers or import food. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, a few holiday-slash-winter favorites from 9 till noon, around 9:30, two pieces by John Rutter. And you'll find out where and when they'll be done live in Lawrence for a free concert at 7 on Saturday at the St. Lawrence Center. Cordelia will also have a Haydn string quartet, Mozart's 21st Piano Concerto, and hopefully Defia's Nights in the Gardens of Spain will inspire warm thoughts. Classical music from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
No snow in the forecast, but there still is some ice on the roads. Be careful if you head out this morning. The forecast calls for some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. It's chilly out. Lawrence right now reporting clear skies and 17 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
Roughly three-quarters of those 35 and under working in state and local public health are women.
So that's a pretty good explanation of why these particular benefits might be important to people.
In the private sector, Krasna says, companies often have more flexibility to offer workers bonuses as a retention tool. In the public sector, there are more rules dictating what someone can be paid. Still, she says, state and local agencies should do whatever they can to retain workers, including raising wages where possible.
You know, the thing with public health is that it's really invisible until something goes really wrong.
She says this is not a workforce you want to lose. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
This is KPR's Morning Edition coming to you from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny, high near 34 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
good morning.
Problems in the industry, but immigrant advocates argue the administration is targeting qualified drivers because of their citizenship status. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Roads are still slippery after yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. Topeka got 4.5 inches, Lawrence 4 inches. Icy spots are still reported on roads and highways across the region this morning. As a result, some schools are closed or opening late. Oskaloosa schools are closed today. Shawnee Mission and DeSoto are both opening 2 hours late. Below normal temperatures are expected to continue for the rest of the week. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. The private prison company CoreCivic may be ready to throw in the towel in its fight with the city of Leavenworth. The city says the company needs to get a special use permit before it can reopen its prison to house detained immigrants. CoreCivic has insisted it doesn't need a permit from the city, but after a series of legal defeats, the company now says it may apply for one after all. CoreCivic tells the Kansas Reflector it's, quote, assessing all available avenues to find a successful conclusion to this matter, up to and including filing for the special use permit. Kansas hospitals rank 29th in the nation for patient safety. That's according to Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit independent organization. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
29th is an improvement from 36th, which was the Kansas score earlier this year. Leapfrog assigns letter grades to hospitals based on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campione says 23% of the 30 Kansas hospitals they graded scored A's. She says for hospitals with low grades, they provided guidance on how to improve.
We want to encourage hospitals to be transparent with their community and with their patients as well as their staff.
The Kansas Hospital Association didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
4 people were arrested after what police are calling a brazen theft at the Lawrence Best Buy Sunday night. The alleged thieves walked into the store, grabbed some $2,500 in gaming equipment, and then ran back out. They left in a car that had been left running outside. The store's asset manager contacted police, who pulled the car over just north of Emporia. 7 gaming consoles were found inside. The Lawrence Journal World reports 3 men and a juvenile were arrested. They face felony theft charges. College basketball, K-State men lost to Bowling Green last night, 82-66. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. The wind comes back tomorrow. Could see gusts tomorrow up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 17 degrees. Topeka, clear 17. Manhattan reporting clear skies and 18 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Nashville.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Thank you for listening. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, a federal appeals court ruled Monday that Alina Habba is disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top prosecutor.
The court found Habba had been put into the U.S. attorney job in New Jersey in an unlawful way.
More on this latest challenge to the way the Trump administration is installing federal prosecutors coming up in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Annie the Musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. It'll get windy again tomorrow with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Yesterday's storm dropped about 4 to 5 inches of snow on eastern Kansas. Many icy spots still reported out on the highways this morning. Do be aware of that. In Lawrence at the moment, we have clear skies, 17 degrees. Topeka, clear skies, 17. Atchison, partly cloudy and 17 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff heads to the Kremlin. Can he strike a deal on Ukraine? And Japan's new leader tells people they must work like a horse. But will that be a popular message with voters?
BBC NewsHour starts at 9, right after Morning Edition, right here on KPR. Actually, it's on KPR, too. That's where you can hear the BBC NewsHour beginning at 9 o'clock. It's 21 minutes after 7.
NPR comes from this station.
Arnold's NPR News.
Later today on All Things Considered, more on those efforts in Congress from Kaylee and NPR's Quill Lawrence. This is NPR News.
In a one-mile stretch of Houston, a Hindu temple, Vietnamese Buddhist center, a church, and a mosque all call each other neighbor.
That's what the United States is. You know, we're a melting pot of a whole lot of different nationalities and different religions, etc. And I think this is just a microcosm of that.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How the Union Corridor presents a snapshot of interfaith harmony in Texas on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can listen to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today. And every weekday, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny, with a high temperature today around 34 degrees. A look at the extended forecast is coming right up. It's 7:30.
Us, a member of Ukraine's parliament, disputes that.
We still have Ukrainian forces there. They're still controlling parts of the city, but it is true that the situation over there is critical.
That's Ina Sovsun speaking to the BBC. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. 4.5 fell in Topeka, 4 in Lawrence. Icy spots are reported on roads and highways this morning. Some schools are closed or opening late. Oskaloosa schools are closed today. Shawnee Mission and DeSoto are both opening 2 hours late. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of threatening letters. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could face lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQ students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker use, even if no one has complained.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into 4 other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Topeka St. Francis Hospital have until the end of the month to reach a new contract agreement. If they don't, St. Francis will become out of network for people who are insured by Blue Cross. That means the cost of seeing their health care providers at St. Francis could go way up. The current contract expires December 31st. A Blue Cross spokesperson tells the Kansas Reflector he's still optimistic the two sides will reach a deal. A Kansan has been killed in the war in Ukraine. Zach Scheiman of Garden City was serving with the Ukrainian Special Forces. His death was announced by the Garden City Regional Airport, where Scheiman worked as an air traffic controller. He had previously served in the U.S. Air Force. The airport says Scheiman also served on the local arts board. Weather forecast for today, again, some fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies with highs this afternoon around 34 degrees. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 17 degrees. In Topeka, clear skies, 17 degrees. Atchison reporting partly cloudy skies and 17 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
from the University of Kansas. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Glad you're with us. Coming up on the Marketplace Morning Report, we'll explore the emerging lunar economy. Could be valued at some $170 billion. We'll get a look at how private sector companies are launching projects to tap into the moon's natural resources and who ultimately benefits. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll hear more about that.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's digital news source covering local and regional stories from history to culture to civic affairs. New coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org.
Weather forecast for today, no snow, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Looking ahead all the way through the weekend, no snow in the forecast. In fact, the weekend looks pretty good. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33. But we're still a few days away from that. Again today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear sky 17 degrees. It's still chilly out. Topeka, clear sky 17. Junction City, clear skies and 20 degrees. It's 44 minutes after 7.
Hello, I'm Jay Schaefer with KPR News. Giving Tuesday.
The season, and it's affecting teams, and it's really not fair to the players.
Ralph Russo is a senior college sports writer for The Athletic. Ralph, thanks.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Faldin.
Thank you for listening to Morning Edition from the University of Kansas on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Hope you can keep listening for a while. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Keep listening for the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon today with your classical friend Cordelia. She has a few holiday/winter favorites from 9 till noon. Around 9:30, we'll hear two pieces by John Rutter and find out where and when they'll be done live in Lawrence. It's for a free concert at 7 on Saturday at the St. Lawrence Center. Also, Cordelia will have a Haydn string quartet and Mozart's 21st piano concerto. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it is news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, still some patchy fog out there. Otherwise, we should see sunny skies with a high temperature near 34 degrees. That's about 13 below average for this date. Winds will be out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but no precipitation in the forecast. High tomorrow, near 37 degrees. At the moment in Lawrence, we have clear sky, 17 degrees. Topeka clear and 17 as well. It's 9 before 8.
Most ignominious rocket failures in Los Angeles. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, K25 APT in Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org, or just ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Remains, quote, in excellent overall health. Questions about the president's health have been swirling since he underwent another exam in October that included a test known as an MRI. MRIs are sometimes used to assess the health of vital organs. The White House physician's statement says the president's imaging showed his heart, arteries, blood vessels, and other major organs all appear normal. Trump is 79, making him the oldest person ever elected as president. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Roads are still slippery after yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. Topeka got 4.5 inches of snow. Lawrence got 4 inches. Icy spots are reported on roads and highways across the region still this morning. Below normal temperatures are expected to continue for the rest of the week. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. The private prison company Core Civic may be ready to throw in the towel in its fight with the city of Leavenworth. The city says the company needs to get a special use permit before it can reopen its prison to house detained immigrants. Core Civic has insisted it doesn't need a permit from the city. But after a series of legal defeats, the company now says it may apply for one after all. Core Civic tells the Kansas Reflector it's, quote, assessing all available avenues to find a successful conclusion to this matter, up to and including filing for the special use permit. Kansas hospitals rank 29th in the nation for patient safety. That's according to Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit independent organization. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has more.
29th is an improvement from 36th, which was the Kansas score earlier this year. Leapfrog assigns letter grades to hospitals based on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campione says 23% of the 30 Kansas hospitals they graded scored A's. She says for hospitals with low grades, they provided guidance on how to improve.
We want to encourage hospitals to be transparent with their community and with their patients as well as their staff.
The Kansas Hospital Association didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
4 people were arrested after what police are calling a brazen theft at the Lawrence Best Buy Sunday night. The alleged thieves walked into the store, grabbed some $2,500 in gaming equipment, and then ran back out. They left in a car that had been left running outside. The store's asset manager contacted police, who pulled the car over just north of Emporia. 7 gaming consoles were found inside. The Lawrence Journal-World reports 3 men and a juvenile were arrested. They face felony theft charges. In college basketball, K-State men lost to Bowling Green last night. Final score 82-66. Weather forecast for today. Patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies. High temperatures only around 34 degrees, still about 13 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. The forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 37 degrees. Good news, there's no precipitation in the forecast as of now all the way through the weekend. Current conditions around the KPR listening area in Lawrence right now, we have cloudy skies, 16 degrees. Topeka reporting mostly cloudy skies, 17 degrees. The warm spot right now, Atchison, mostly sunny and 21 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply.
Committee, and we'll note that we invited a number of your Republican colleagues to discuss this. The offer still stands. Thank you for your time, Congressman.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Glad you're with us. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Pope Leo delivered a message for young people in Lebanon on Monday.
Perhaps you regret inheriting a world torn apart by wars, yet there is hope, and there is hope within you.
More on the Pope's visit to Lebanon coming up in about 15 minutes.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've spent the last few days chasing holiday deals. Today is Giving Tuesday, when the focus shifts to community and contribution. And KPR needs your help. Federal funding is gone, and listener support is the only way forward. Your monthly gift keeps trusted local coverage of state government, weather, and more going strong for our region. Join your neighbors and start your ongoing gift of $15 or more now at kansaspublicradio.org. And you might get a KPR holiday ornament. Don't wait. Your support today secures tomorrow's news. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies, highs around 34 degrees. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37, but no precipitation in the forecast. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy and 17 degrees at 21 minutes after 5, after 8.
Support for a neighbor.
That's what the United States is. You know, we're a melting pot of a whole lot of different nationalities and different religions, etc. And I think that this is just a microcosm of that.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How the Union Corridor presents a snapshot of interfaith harmony in Texas on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for KPR's All Things Considered. It begins at 3, runs till 7, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Complete details on the forecast coming right up. It's 8:30.
Federal drug trafficking charges in the U.S. With his plea, Joaquin Guzman Lopez is expected to receive less than life in prison. Jeffrey Lichtman is his defense attorney.
The government has been very fair with Joaquin thus far. This has been an unusual case, obviously.
This comes months after Guzman Lopez's brother accepted a plea deal. Prosecutors say Guzman Lopez helped to traffic thousands of pounds of fentanyl into the U.S. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Yesterday's storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on some parts of eastern Kansas. 4.5 inches fell in Topeka, 4 in Lawrence. Icy spots are still reported on roads and highways this morning. A complete look at the forecast is coming right up. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of threatening letters. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could face lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQ students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker room use, even if no one has complained.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into 4 other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Topeka's St. Francis Hospital have until the end of the month to reach a new contract agreement. If they don't, St. Francis will become out of network for people who are insured by Blue Cross. That means the cost of seeing their health care providers at St. Francis could go way up. The current contract expires December 31st. A Blue Cross spokesperson tells the Kansas Reflector he's still optimistic the two sides will reach a deal. A Kansan has been killed in the war in Ukraine. Zach Scheiman of Garden City was serving with the Ukrainian Special Forces. His death was announced by the Garden City Regional Airport, where Scheiman worked as an air traffic controller. He had previously served in the U.S. Air Force. The airport says Scheiman also served on the local arts board. Weather forecast for today, still some patchy fog out there. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies with a high temperature near 34 degrees. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. The winds will pick up too. could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour, but no precipitation in the forecast. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday, sunny with a high near 24. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 17 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 19 at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from
they've been through here. The Pope said to them, he wondered if they regretted inheriting a world torn apart by war and disfigured by social injustice.
Correspondent Jane Araff in Beirut, this is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thanks for listening. Still ahead, several dozen tribal radio stations were caught in the crossfire of federal funding cuts this fall. We'll visit one station that is still struggling to survive.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
It's 8:43. Here's your weather forecast for today. Patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. That's about 13 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Winds will pick up. We'll have gusts up to 25 miles an hour, but no precipitation in the forecast. In fact, the forecast for Thursday calls for sunny skies, still cool temperatures, though. High on Thursday around 24 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's around here somewhere, partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees right now.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She's got excellent classical music for you from 9 until noon. Today is Giving Tuesday, and Giving Tuesday is about community, and you are at the heart of ours. KPR is here every day with local coverage of state government, weather updates, and more. But with federal funding gone, we depend entirely on listeners like you. Your monthly gift keeps this essential service thriving for everyone in our region. Join your neighbors and make a gift today at kansaspublicradio.org. And your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Together, we keep local news strong. kansaspublicradio.org is the place to go. Thank you. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Not too windy, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37, but no snow in the forecast right now. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 18 degrees. The time is 9 before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
Schedules. Remote work. As state and local agencies should do whatever they can to retain workers, including raising wages where possible.
You know, the thing with public health is that it's really invisible until something goes really wrong.
She says this is not a workforce you want to lose. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this cold Tuesday morning in December. Do keep listening. Up next, after the news from NPR, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend, Cordelia.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Still could be some patchy fog out there this morning. Otherwise, today should be sunny with a high temperature near 34 degrees. Winds not too bad out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees, but no precipitation in the forecast. The winds will pick up tomorrow, however. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 18 degrees at 1 minute after 9.
Live from